listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, exciting CarCast for you. Today we're going to talk to Jordan Slotoff. He's the CEO of M1 Concourse, where we're heading out to do Roadkill Nights. It's a great venue out there. We can't wait to check it out. And then we'll give you a few updates on our car projects. Before we get started, let me tell you about Continental. If you think of all the weird things that you find in cars, and I'm not just talking about petrified French fries or melted crayons, I'm talking about live snakes, bizarre trinkets, stuff that makes you wonder about folks. Well, another thing that you'll find, and you'll be happy about it, is the Continental belts. I bet you didn't know that they're OE and millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, BMW, VW, and GM vehicles. Continental has launched their aftermarket multi-V belt with this OE pedigree. It's their OE technology series of belts. These are the serpentine belts you find in pretty much all these new cars. Well, the Continental belts are fanatically engineered for perfect fit, form, and function for 98% of the vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada. Continental's OE technology series multi-V belt, the belt with the OE pedigree. To get the full story, go to oetechnologyseries.com. CarCast is also brought to you by Dodge. Enjoy summer at your speed, whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Charger or enjoying summer with friends at a 7-passenger Durango. Hurry in today for a great deal at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. All right, let's get started.
That's the stuff, Matt.
All right. Guys, welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the Motor Raider D'Andrea, with Bill Goldberg. Oh man, we've got a fun CarCast episode for you guys today. We are we're in the studio Tuesday. This is when we usually record Tuesdays. So last night, Bill, you were at Raw. You were at WWE Raw, but you're back. You're back in LA now. Are you filming NCIS?
No, I had to make a little stopover and see my family for the 12 hours that I'm going to see them for the next week and a half. So, no, I'm not up there yet, but I'll be
going up there this afternoon.
And not tomorrow. This afternoon.
We've got
a 7 a.m. call.
So we're gonna. I want to get an update on the trucks. We got some car stuff, and we got somebody calling in as well. But so WWE says, hey, do you want to wrestle in Toronto on the weekend? And just to give you guys an idea of how hectic all the schedules are over here, they said, great, but you got to make an appearance on Raw. So Monday, yesterday, you're in Pittsburgh to do a live appearance on Raw. You catch a red-eye flight home for half a day. Then you come here to LA. You film NCIS all week. And then we all catch red-eye flights to Detroit, where they're Saturday Roadkill Nights. I'm going to fly back Saturday morning, but you're not even going to bed.
Sunday morning.
You're not going to go to bed. You got to get back on a plane and fly to Detroit to wrestle.
Detroit to Toronto to wrestle.
Oh, Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah, wrestle Sunday, and then red-eye back to NCIS for a 7 a.m. call on Monday.
7 a.m. call on Monday. And I assume makeup is going to be there just in case.
I'm going to have like two forklifts holding the bags under my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be gnarly. But hey, Burt Reynolds gave me a killer quote years ago. He said, they pay me to sit in my trailer and I work for free.
Yeah.
This instance, they're paying me to travel and I'm working for free. So
yeah. Okay.
Hey, they're great, great opportunities. And unfortunately with my schedule and, you know, me being a quote unquote actor or whatever you want to classify me as. When the jobs come available, you take them. And three of them came available, or two of them came available, actually three in a 6-day period. So they're great opportunities and you can't pass them down. You got to capitalize on it. But taking one for the team.
Yeah, literally.
And you know what? The adrenaline of the drag race is going to keep me up. So much on Saturday in Detroit.
Yeah,
but I'll be on cloud nine until after the match. So
yeah, So
hopefully I can repeat what happened last year.
We're going to talk to the boss over at M1 Concourse. M1 Concourse is the venue where Roadkill Nights is happening. We're going to talk to him on the phone and get a lowdown of what that event is. But we'll hit this again later in the show. But to let you guys know, if you're coming out to Roadkill Nights this weekend, we will be there on Saturday. We are doing a live podcast at 12:45. Let's say 12:30-ish, right? So let's, you know, we'll start at about 12:45. We're going to speak to our friend Mike Trosel from Dodge, and I believe David Freiberger from Roadkill and Hot Rod and Motor Trend, and he's going to be joining us as well. So come out to the event. Look for us doing the podcast about 12:45. And then there's the Celebrity Drag Race at 4:45. And I believe there are 16 people racing this year from all the different Discovery Channel shows. And then there's us. But no Hellcats this year. Two things are missing this year. No Hellcats and no Richard Rawlings. So we are driving. Wow. We are racing Dodge Challenger 1320s. Now, you and I like these. We race these at Springfest out here in Pomona. The naturally aspirated
cool,
cars.
You know,
yeah,
I
like them.
It's a different package, and it's, you know, it's a couple hundred less horsepower than what I'm used to these days in that car. Those cars, but it's put together in such a package that it takes you to kind of the yesteryear, the feeling of it. And it's a badass car, fastest normally aspirated vehicle right now, in that category.
The Challenger 1320s are pretty much like, they're set up for drag racing like a demon, but without the big engine, without the supercharger. So hopefully we can get a little bit better launch times, little bit better traction. Cross our fingers that there's not going to be rain, or at least no rain while we're racing. Like, we have a fairly dry track. That'll be good. And because it's later in the day, hopefully there's going to be a lot of good rubber on the track already. If it doesn't rain and wash away and there's good rubber on the track, it could be for some exciting drag racing. And all I want to do is just point it straight and make it to the end, and I'll be happy with that. So anyway, we're going to talk to Jordan in a little bit. But first, man, all this traveling and running around, what's going on with the truck? You know, we chatted with Mark Warman. And he had all these updates.
Before we get to the truck.
Yeah.
The red eye.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know what happened to the red eye?
Mm-mm. Your red eye?
Costume fitting LA Friday, 11 a.m., downtown, stopped at a stoplight, and somebody rear-ends me.
Oh, no. Really?
Really. Yeah, I tried to put that one out of my mind completely.
You just remembered it.
This is a special occasion that I have to bring it up because it's talkable. But not a lot of damage, thank God. It didn't screw me up for the afternoon being stuck in LA, on Friday. But
you're okay.
Baby,
somebody
man.
Hit you.
First triple nickel red eye. You know.
Yeah, everybody's okay, right?
Oh yeah. Everybody was fine. It was just a mistake. It was just one of those little fender bender deals, but. It still sucked. Let's just be perfectly honest, you know?
Yeah.
So, sorry to bring that up and segue to the truck.
How,
but I thought it was a topic of interest.
How much damage is there? Is it mostly cosmetic, or have we got to do some work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all cosmetic.
Yeah. How'd that Expel clear bra wrap paint protection hold up?
Well, let's just put it this way. I can't get it out in the sun and rub it off.
Right?
So it's a little more expensive.
It's a little more than that. Well, that sucks.
A ding.
All right, sucks. So that's going to have to go in. And
like you said, at the end of the day, everybody was fine.
Yeah.
Just one of those instances where it's like being caught, Friday morning in New York City when you got to get out of there,
Were you able to drive it home?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, good. All right, so there's that.
So that's the truck.
That's
so
the bad
so we
news?
We can segue to the truck.
The truck is some good news?
Man, I got an emoji from Mark Warman that I didn't think that was sent properly. It was one with a big smile on its face saying the truck was done.
Wow.
So, yeah, man, it's a I have these myriad of emotions with my vehicles, but as you know, one goes down, one gets fixed. And, so you have something new for a little while. And yeah, I missed that truck for 2 years, man. And it's been one thing after another with it. Mark's encountered some things. We've talked about it many a time here, but lo and behold, the truck will be done next week.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll, if I survive this week of travel and appearances, then I think I may have to fly up to Salem and give those boys a little visit and pick up my truck.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be exciting. But you're not going to drive it home. You're just going to fly there and fly back.
Of the two of us, you wouldn't think it would be normal that you'd be the one driving a black truck right now.
Yeah, I know. My truck works.
So.
I mean, to be fair, I'm driving a Range Rover right now, but... I've got the full-size Range Rover plug-in hybrid. It's beautiful. It's so far, it's been working great. You know our feelings on Range Rover. It's been a lot of hit or miss with when it comes to the electronics, the infotainment system. But this one's been fantastic. It's a plug-in hybrid. And the best place for me to plug it in is in Santa Monica. They have public garages with free plug-in. So I've used it as an opportunity to go down there and get some nice dinner, get some nice steaks a couple times.
Do you
find
you find those spaces in more demand, much more demand these days?
Yes. Actually, there's one parking garage in Santa Monica. Several parking garages have them, the chargers. And there's one that's kind of a fairly new sort of newly updated parking garage. And they put, I don't want to say like, 5 or 6 chargers on each level. They must have, I don't know, 30 chargers in the garage. In a garage of hundreds of spots, they've got 30 chargers. And yeah, sometimes you still have to go all the way up to like the 5th floor to find one. But yeah, people are using them. Plus, Santa Monica does them for free. So I imagine there's a lot of people that kind of work there. Like if you work in that Santa Monica area down in like 3rd Street Promenade area and you work there, when my office was there, we would still have to use the public garages. So if somebody rolls up in their Tesla or their Volt or something, they probably plug it in, and technically you can park it there all day. But I've been going there at night, you know, for dinners where, you know, there's a different crowd coming in. You know, it's everybody that was there working all day has left for the day, and then all the dinner crowd and the movie crowd come in. So, I charged it this weekend as well when I went to go see Hobbs and Shaw.
Right.
Yes. So I went down there to see that.
How'd my boy Dwayne?
He was fantastic. You know, it's a big over-the-top movie, but it was actually it was a lot of fun. It's as much fun as all the Fast and Furious movies, and The Rock and Statham and the girl, I think Vanessa Kirby, they were great together. And look, our friend over here, Chris Morgan, he's the writer, he's the producer, he created the story. He has written, I think, Fast and Furious 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I think 9 that's coming out, and Hobbs and Shaw. And he's such a good dude, and he just knows how to do a summer blockbuster. Like, he just gets it. You know, he knows how to make it work. And the one thing I thought that was good that you'll notice that Chris Morgan has done several times now is he takes big actors that are really good and uses them as the villains. Instead of getting like a no-name villain so you end up hating the villain, he gets Charlize Theron and Idris Elba and he casts these really good actors in the villain role. And so now you're really interested in the villain as well. And you want to see that showdown between like The Rock and Idris Elba and The Rock and, you know, and Statham. And like you want to see that showdown. So it makes it fantastic. It's a fun movie. You guys should go see it. It's good. If I was going to critique anything, I would say this. I would say the Fast and Furious franchise has largely been about, you know, this story and family. Those are the themes in there, but the cars. And now as they get bigger and over the top, the cars need to get bigger and over the top. But the Fast and Furious core crew, those characters loved cars. So there was always scenes where they're like opening a garage or see a car and they're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Or somebody goes, I want to drive the Challenger. I'm going to drive the Evo. Like they were always car guys, like passionate about cars. This movie, there was all sorts of vehicles and tow trucks and tank type things and buggies. So there was still a lot of the driving and car stunts and things like that. But not like a passion for the cars, you know. Like The Rock's character is a cop and whatever, and you know they're spies and villains, and so they're not really car lovers. The only one that sort of fell into that category was Jason Statham, because you sort of walk through his garage at one point, and he's just got like a whole bunch of McLarens and a Mini Cooper. Like everything's British, but it was good, and I can tell you that Statham specifically wanted McLaren. Like, this was his opportunity. He's like, hey, we're doing a spinoff movie. And I'm sure he went to Chris Morgan and the other guys. He's like, please, can we do the McLaren now? I want the 720S and I want that to be like the main car for my character. And I'm sure some calls happened between McLaren and Universal and Chris Morgan Productions. And they said, sure. So it's good. It's good to see all that stuff in there, because we do love the McLaren. And I do love that 720S. But it's a good movie, man. Go see it. Take Gage. When you get a day off.
Well, yeah. When I can have an invisible costume, I'll show up to a movie theater.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be everywhere in no time. But by the way, successful for them. Did a bunch of money worldwide, and it was fun to go see. Okay, so we're going to be heading out to Roadkill. Why don't we try to get Jordan on the phone? He can tell us about M1 Concourse. Chris will be ringing him up. And I'll give you guys a quick update on Brembo. Let's talk about Brembo. 60-0. That's the real number. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Brembo is the world leader in braking systems and now has made replacing brake pads on your everyday vehicle even easier. If you have domestic, Asian, and European models, from subcompact cars to full-size pickups, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. This is important because even if your vehicle didn't come with Brembo brakes, you can still get the rotors and pads from them. You're getting the best in the business. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, go to BrembostoreUSA.com now to get the brakes, which have been the choice of champions for over 50 years. And we've got a deal for you. For a limited time, use code CARCAST10 to get 10% off your first purchase and help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. So go to BrembostoreUSA.com, use the code CARCAST10, and you'll get 10% off your order. Get the good stuff. All right, so I'm gonna get Jordan on the phone. Hold on, guys. Hello, Jordan.
Here I am. How are you guys doing?
All right, you're on the phone with Bill Goldberg as well, and myself, Matt. And I'm glad we got a chance to chat. We got our friend Dr. Jamie Meyer over at GM that sort of quarterbacked this thing. He just sent me a message. He's like, "Hey, I heard you guys are coming out to Detroit. You're going to be at the M1 Concourse. You should talk to Jordan. He's the boss." I said, "All right, let's do it." So tell us,
in, Jordan.
Yeah, man. So tell us what's your role over there.
Sure. So I'm the CEO over here at an M1 Concourse, and I'm happy to have you guys here at Roadkill Nights. Glad to hear you'll be out here. Happy to show you around the facility when you're in town, and happy to answer any questions you have about what M1 is, because it's kind of a novel concept. It's a new business model and playground for automotive enthusiasts.
So we were out there last year for Roadkill Nights, but through some travel disaster, the pilot didn't show up to my flight. So, and then that was the last flight out. So we barely made it there. I barely made it there in time to do our own show. I didn't get a chance to see the venue. But I think when it was first getting built, I swung by for a little tour with Dodge and, the Peterson Museum. And, it was like dirt road and a couple of garages, and they were kind of explaining what it is. But now it's much bigger and it's more built out. Explain to us, what is the M1 Concourse?
Sure, and I'll take you through a little bit of the evolution, because if you were here 5 years ago, you would have seen nothing but concrete foundations in the basement of an old factory.
Yeah.
So we are the former home of Pontiac West Assembly for General Motors. This whole factory was razed to the ground in the early 2000s. The property was actually taken over by the federal government after the GM restructuring and bankruptcy. We won the right to develop this property. And the whole concept was an automotive enthusiast playground. So we started building car condos. We have a road course, a mile and a half track, and we're also a venue for both corporate private events and public experiences. So we're actually now, after 4 years of being open, we're actually the world's largest private garage community. So we have 174 private individual car condos, 190,000 square feet of actual space. So when I say car condos, you know, maybe you or I understand what they are, but to the layperson, this isn't just a place where people put their cars and store their cars. Yes, that is what it actually is at its most basic level, but folks build these out to be the ultimate man cave or diva den in the case of a lot of our female owner enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm.
A good percentage of these garages, nearly half, overlook the track. So folks are building these garages into their private motorsports suites. You could equate it to a box suite at another sports stadium. So they're at the front lines watching all of the track activity and all of the events that we have going on. We actually operate a private motorsports club here. So for the garage owners that want to join the club, they can participate with their high-performance vehicles. So whether or not they've got a Mustang, a Hellcat, a Ferrari, they're able to use the track and belong to the club. We do public driving experiences, so public open track days, driving schools, and then these big events. So we do Cars and Coffee 5 times a year. We have the largest Cars and Coffee in Michigan. It's one of the largest in the Midwest. And Roadkill Nights is our largest event of the year. We look forward to it for the entire year leading up to it, bringing out almost 50,000 people to do legal drag racing on Woodward Avenue, which is just a total riot.
Anything new from last year? I'm not saying that we needed it by any stretch of the imagination because we had a terrific time. But
added a whole new day this year. So we're actually starting on Friday. Last year this is now the fifth year doing Roadkill Nights, the fourth year at M1 Concourse. For the last 4 years, it's been a one-day event. So this year, we're actually doing a big lead-up on Friday. So that's going to include burnout contest, drifting, rides on the track, all kinds of activities. So we're doing that Friday evening from 3 to 9 as a big lead-in to all the activities we're going to have on Saturday. So we're growing the event, and we're looking forward to it, and there'll be bigger and better cars this year, there's no question.
Well, as an enthusiast, as enthusiasts, we greatly appreciate the opportunity to go to such venues and rip it up and have a great time and enjoy our passion. So thanks for what you're doing.
Absolutely. No, we're thrilled to do it. You know, this was a combination of a number of parties coming together, Dodge being a huge partner in putting this on, along with Motor Trend in making this happen. So a lot of folks said that we'd never be able to close down Woodward Avenue and do drag racing, but the city and MDOT have been great partners, and it's taken a lot of work, but I can tell you the community looks forward to this every year. We bring in enthusiasts really from all over, not just Michigan, but from Ohio, Indiana, and even further away.
In California.
Yeah, from California.
Exactly.
We'll be there as well. Jordan, tell us, how did you get involved with M1?
Yeah, absolutely. So my father and uncle were the co-developers, along with Brad Olashansky, our original founder, in building M1. So they had been a part of this project since its early inception and groundbreaking. So I joined the team here really just a few months after we actually broke ground on the development. I served as the director of business development, helping do construction, the interior build-outs of our garages, our community development, our communications. I eventually took on the director of operations role. So I was managing our track activity, our facilities and operations. And then just recently, our founder stepped down as CEO about 6 months ago, and I stepped into the role of CEO. But my family has been involved since the very beginning, and I've been involved really since we've been open on day one. So I've got to see us grow, and it's unbelievable how far it's come in the past 4 years. Again, it was nothing but concrete 4 years ago when you drove past the site. And I can tell you 4 years from now, we're also going to transform pretty considerably. We're working on a banquet and event center. It'll be 26,000 square feet that we're getting ready to start construction on, as well as additional phases of garages that we'll have for sale later this year. So we're really looking to build this out as the ultimate automotive Disneyland experience playground that has retail, other options for really just enjoying cars. So car shows, car driving schools, car driving experiences, it's all really fully self-contained that you can come out here and just have a blast.
Is there any thought into taking this to different locations, build an M1 concourse in the South, or build one out in, out here on the West Coast, or are you guys just sticking to the one location?
So right now we don't have any current plans to expand. I can tell you the model is trying to be replicated in a lot of other cities around the country.
Oh, yeah.
The whole idea of private motorsports facilities is relatively new. It's no more than 15 to 20 years old. We were very fortunate. It was a number of circumstances that came together that allowed us to build this. One was just having the piece of property near a metropolitan area. So the former site of a production facility really was something we lucked out on. And also being able to have a great partner with the city of Pontiac. If you look around the country at other private motorsports venues, they're really located pretty far outside the city center. You've got to drive an hour or more to get there. It's not really conducive to, a couple-hour trip. You're usually going out there for the entire day. Might be something you don't want to bring the family out for. So we were very lucky finding this piece of property and being able to work with the city of Pontiac to make this happen. To not only have the garage community, but a track, and being able to do public experiences as well. So, I wish other developers all the best in making this happen. And I know there are other developments coming online out in the South and out West, and a couple in the Northeast. And we'll probably see them continue to grow around the country. But we're very focused right now on our own facility here in Pontiac, Michigan.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Now that we get more into it, it's a huge undertaking for sure, and I can imagine that the support and the buy-in from the city is the big game changer. Because you're right, anything that's done out here, Vegas, Palm Springs, I even think there's the facility in upstate New York, and I'm sure everybody's had to just battle with regulations and everything else. So. Somehow you guys got it figured out, and it looks like an amazing place, and we can't wait to get back out there this weekend and do a little drag racing. And I don't know what your connection is to Mother Nature, but put in a good word for no rain.
we're doing everything we can to control the weather here. We're looking good, but I never want to say too much and jinx ourselves. But it should be a fantastic event on both Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Look forward to seeing you both out here, and assuming your pilots show up for the flight, I'd be happy to give you the behind the scenes tour. The garage condos themselves, the interior build outs are just mind blowing. It's really like the MTV cribs of garages. So I'd be happy to give you the behind the scenes tour and give you a little bit of a preview of everything we have that we're going to build here at M1.
Yeah, we'd love to do that. We were just talking, Bill and I were just talking. We're doing our podcast at 12:45, and then we'll be freed up around 1:45, 2 o'clock, and then we do the drag race at 4:45. So we got that nice little window of 2 hours or so in between. In between the podcast and the drag race, that we'd like to come by and check out the facility and walk around, and hopefully we can connect with you and meet in person as well. We'd love to see what you guys got going on, sort of the behind the scenes tour.
Yeah, let's do it. I know your producer's got my cell phone, so don't hesitate to reach out, send me a text, and we'll make it happen.
All right, sounds good. Where do we find you guys online?
Sure. So we're at m1concourse.com. You can check out our website. We're on Facebook, M1 Concourse, and we also have an Instagram feed. So you can find us on all those places. You'll find incredible photos of cars and really the coolest garages that are in the world here at M1. So you can see all those, follow us, sign up on our website to get the latest updates. We'll be releasing new garages for sale, hopefully in the coming months. So for those that want to be a garage owner here at M1 and be a part of all the automotive experiences, we welcome that, and you can find out more information there.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Jordan. We're looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys, and I look forward
Take
to seeing
care,
you
Jordan.
In Michigan.
Thanks. All right. That was good. Good information about the track. I like I said, we ran through it so quickly last time, I didn't get a chance to see too much of it, but it'll be fun to check it out now. So Roadkill Nights, a two-day event, Friday and Saturday. Let's do this. Let me tell you guys about Zyco. You've heard us talk about this before. We love these guys. Heat is the enemy of speed. And Zybar, it's a revolutionary high-temp coating. It dissipates heat and increases performance of manifolds, headers, exhaust, turbos, and intakes. Zybar coats the metal surface and doesn't allow it to absorb heat. You can unlock on uncoated stock components. The hot gas heats up to the metal, heats up the metal, increases back pressure in the exhaust, causing reduced engine performance. A lot of underhood temperature as well. We don't want that. So Zybar increases horsepower and torque and reduces that metal surface temperature. So for you guys, if you you want to get the stuff, you can go to Zyco.com. You can order it up, and you can get it in the mail directly to you. You guys just do a little sandblasting on the parts and shoot it, coat it yourself. Or if you don't want to, they have coating services available. You can just go to Zyco.com and fill out the form and send your parts in. They will do it, and they'll turn it around in about 15 days. And thanks to you guys that are using it, they keep – they're ramping up. They're doing two shifts over there, and they have not missed their 15-day turnaround deadline yet. Anywhere in the world, by the way. That probably a little caveat if you're sending your stuff in from Australia. It's going to take more than 15 days. But anywhere in the world, send your parts in. They'll Zybar code it for you and send it back. So check out Zycode.com. All right. So that's going to be an exciting weekend. This past weekend, I started doing some truck stuff. You know, I'm a truck guy now. Mm-hmm. And I was doing some truck stuff and doing some updates on the truck.
Were you wearing your Wranglers?
I was probably wearing Levi's. No, it was hot out. I was wearing shorts. I was wearing shorts, but I was going through the truck and I was swapping out. I had some issues with some of the lights, so I was just swapping out some of the bulbs, making it. You know, making sure everything's good and legal. I swapped in some LED bulbs, which were good. And you know, the tubular rear bumper on those trucks, which is sort of iconic to the look. That when I bought it, it was already missing and had a real roll pan. I like the look of the roll pan, but it's just a piece of fiberglass that's painted and installed. And there's no license plate lights, so I installed some license plate lights so you can see what's going on there. And, you know, kind of got everything to work. But as you take the whole grill off the truck and you're replacing bulbs, this is what drives me nuts. It gives me the opportunity to detail out in between all the lights, you know, all the plastic lenses, buff out the lenses, get all that crusty wax buildup that you can't get to with a rag normally when you're detailing your cars. I take the whole grill apart and get it all cleaned up. So now it looks good. I had it all polished up, cleaned, all the headlight lenses and side market lenses all polished up. And then I did all of that on Sunday. And then Monday morning, the gardeners come and they leaf blower everything all over my truck. So they ruined it for me. They just ruined it for me.
Isn't that how it always happens?
I went outside. I was like, what is all this shit on my truck? I was like, by the way, leaf blower guys, like you don't have to blow it on the truck. And if you do, keep going. You can take the leaf blower and maybe clean off the truck a little bit. I mean, come on. It's funny because I parked, I'm driving the Range Rover and I parked it next to the Lightning and I went outside and I was like, look at my truck. And also the Range Rover, but I don't know. It's more about the truck. So
well, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah, you got to do it yourself. Oh, so I got this is going to be kind of interesting. We're going to do. I'm interested in before and after testing on the truck. So we're going to do a bunch of stuff about that. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do in a minute. Let me just tell you guys about Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off your dry cleaning, you pick up some milk. Now you can add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. You can add that to your list. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Be sure to check out Zycoat. Check out geico.com and Zycoat. Go to all these. This is how we could do this show for you guys, is if you go to all this stuff and support them. So I was in, and I was talking to my friends over at Gail Banks Engineering. And I like Gail Banks, super smart guy. He's always a favorite when we have him in on the studio. And they have this this I-dash gauge. It's just a round gauge you can put on pretty much any dash or gauge pod or whatever that you're doing in your cars and trucks. And all it does is just gathers data on every sensor you can imagine. And you can plug this in analog. You can tap it into your OBD2 and get data. They have got basically adapters for anything that you want. So I was talking to them and saying, hey, I've got this 95 Lightning and I'm going to do some cool stuff on it. I'm going to update the blower and all this stuff. I said, but I'm curious what's all the data on a 95 Lightning to begin with? And they said, that's a good question. Bring the truck down. We'll install the I-dash and we'll put sensors everywhere we can. Intake temperatures, blower temperatures, transmission temp, diff temp, ambient air temp, air density. We can get everything we can on the truck. Oil temperature and everything, right? So this... We're gonna dyno test it with the stock engine with the little Powerdyne Ford Motorsport blower that's on there that I'm convinced generates more heat than it does boost, and we're gonna get all of this data, and then as we go through and make updates to the truck and modify the truck, we can pull all this data out one by one, and even if we do, let's say, an engine swap and a Holley fuel injection system later, we'll just change the adapters, plug it all into the Holley system, and still get all of this data. So everything you can possibly imagine, you can load up onto this gauge. And what's interesting, if you guys remember, when you do the math, how does octane affect horsepower? Well, we can fill it up with 87, we can fill it up with 91. And it's all terrible in California, by the way. But we could fill it up with that and then see how it's affecting horsepower. Also, altitude. Now, if you're running a supercharger or turbo or you're doing some sort of artificial compression into your engine, altitude affects it a little bit less. But if you're running a naturally aspirated engine, you lose horsepower as you go up in altitude. And these gauges will tell you all of that stuff. When you use their ambient air density meter and you compare it to the engine, if you're going up into the mountains, you go a few thousand feet up, it'll tell you, hey, did you just lose 30 horsepower, 40 horsepower? It's phenomenal stuff. So this is going to work out. I talked to the guys at Banks, and they want some tech articles and some good information. So we thought this might be a fun truck to do it on. So you're going to see a bunch of nerdy stuff coming your way on this show and social media as we drill into that. It should be interesting.
So that'll basically be the baseline for it?
That's it. We're going to do full baseline. I haven't done anything performance-wise to the truck other than the way I got it. We haven't done the MagnaFlow
exhaust. But with how many miles are on it?
100,000, 99 and change.
So they feel that even though a 100,000-mile vehicle is good to have so they don't have a baseline for that vehicle.
Well, not with this type of data. Like they have an idea of what horsepower is supposed to be, but we don't know how much it's dropped off over the years, and we don't know what the little supercharger is doing for it. But
that was my point.
Yeah. We're going to get the baseline horsepower and torque numbers. But while we're at it, I want to know. Is like, what are we doing with oil temperatures and transmission temperatures and things like that? And then when we start modifying it, we can find out, hey, do we need a larger capacity transmission pan, or do we need a larger capacity transmission cooler? What kind of heat are we generating in the rear differential?
It's nice to know that. It's nice to know all of those instances with that data prior, so that you don't have to find out
Yeah, that's it.
Mid-run of the engine.
You're right. We're going to get full baseline testing so we can see what differences did the modifications make. And then also, let's say we hot lap the track a little bit or the truck a little bit, we autocross it or even just drive it up into the mountains or going uphill or tow something. We can monitor all of that data in real time and hopefully avoid any issues. If I'm towing my Cobra, you know, because it doesn't run, I have no choice. But if I'm towing the Cobra around, I can see what kind of temperatures, oil and trans temp, to see, hey, maybe I shouldn't be towing this, or maybe I need to,
yeah.
You know. Anyway, it's cool. It's cool stuff to get all that. And like you said, get all the baseline numbers, start working on the modifications, and then see where it goes from there. So interesting stuff. I'm a data nerd, so I like that all of that's available for us to do, you know. And by the way, you guys can install this. If you guys like, I'll get pictures and tell you more about the Banks iDash gauge. If you have OBD2, you can basically just plug it into that and pull all of that data already. If your car doesn't show you any of that data, some of the cars today, some of the Dodges and Fords and things like that, they show you some of that data. But if you don't, but you have OBD2, the iDash plugs right in. And it's super easy. You can get all sorts of data. If you don't have OBD2 like me, I'm prior to that. That the Lightning truck is older than that. You can just tap into the sensors that are there, or add your own sensors or additional sensors, and have all that data go into the iDash. So that's kind of cool. All right, so let me tell you guys a little bit about Dodge before we wrap up. Summer's here, and the time is right to burn some rubber in a fast-paced Dodge Charger or an unstoppable Dodge Challenger. If you're feeling the heat, hurry into Dodge today to get a great deal at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Oh, man, you're going to have to be at the Dodge dealer with your poor red eye.
No doubt.
All right, so let's see. We've got... like we said, we've got Roadkill Nights this weekend. We'll see you guys out there. Podcast 12:45. Drag Racing 4:45. See you on Saturday, and watch WWE. It's a live event. It's a pay per view event. No, it's on the WWE Network, right?
SummerSlam WWE Network. Yeah, absolutely. $9.95 for your free month.
Oh, there you go. If you're a new user, you get the free month. All right. Well, good luck. And, well, I'll see you soon.
Yes, you'll see me prior. So make sure that I'm in a really good mood and so I can go out and have a great performance.
I saw you on Raw looking good. When you go film MCIS Los Angeles, keep us updated on when that's going to air, and hit the gym with LL because, you know, you're in the ring this weekend.
Why not? Yeah. Why not? Absolutely.
All right, guys,
we're gonna
wrap it up, let you guys go. Until next time, for myself and Goldberg, well, of course, you follow us on social media. I'm at Motorator everywhere. And Goldberg, he's Goldberg and Goldberg Garage on Twitter, Goldberg95, and Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. You can see
and check out Gearhead Fabrications on Instagram, because if you want to see some behind-the-scenes stuff on my Hellcat, the carbon cars, you know, from Speedcore, those guys are doing the motors down there. So they got some really cool stuff online.
Oh, did you guys were chatting with Whipple as well? You guys are going to do something crafty with them?
The Whipple, the new supercharger should be at Gearheads as we speak, and actually, it's probably installed already. I thought it was installed last week. You know, by me posting that car on the dyno, I didn't know it wasn't mine. My own stupidity. A twin turbo car. I should have known by the sound.
Yeah.
But I would imagine right now the thing's on there and going to be fun. And we got our boy Will Beatty building the clutch for it.
Yeah, Will Beatty at Centerforce Clutches. We got to get him on the phone at some point because he did the Cobra and now he's doing your car over there as well. So we're going to check in with him. And by the way, guys, hopefully you've been playing play, make, model, playing the game, playing the app. See how well you know cars. Go up against Goldberg and see how you guys are doing.
And if you kick my ass in the game, that was just a mistake. by the computer. It's just not possible, so just keep trying.
Just keep trying. All right, guys, check that out. All right, guys, until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.